kingly confidence, masculine mastery, fearless freedom. Welcome to the podcast that supports you to show up in the world as the unapologetic, unfuckwithable, free-loving king you were born to be. Join Masculine Mastery Coach Mark Usher on a journey to releasing conditioned stories of unnecessary stress, struggle, and shame, while unlocking unlimited levels of inner peace, power, and prosperity in every area of your life. Fearless freedom comes to you as you self-authorize your masterpiece life, knowing in your truth, you move with nothing to prove. You are enough. And now, Mark.
Kings of Freedom, you're welcome, brothers. And honestly, I can't really hold back my sense of excitement at getting into this topic today. The topic being Kingdom Creators, the 5C Code to Achieving the Impossible. The quote that just comes to mind at the beginning of today is from Nelson Mandela. And as I, you know, sometimes, very often, and motivation videos and information that's out there, you can read a quote and it's inspiring. But like so many things in life, we can be going so fast that the information just comes in and it's like, yeah, cool, that was interesting. And zoom, on we go. But slowing down for a moment, coming from the perspective that this came from Nelson Mandela. It always seems impossible until it's done. And what I feel drawn to invite you to slow down on is so often in life, it's put out there that there's the greats and there's us. There's the history books, the great massive social reformers, the history makers. You know, in modern life, there's all of these seemingly incredible entrepreneurs, businessmen, the Elon Musks, Richard Bransons, etc. And there's them, and there's us. There's this shame conditioning that's almost inherent with modern life of a them and us, these people on the pedestal, celebrated, the celebrities of the world, and then there's us, regular guys, having these regular lives with regular struggles, stresses and a sense of shame, and you know, it's hard to break through. And yet, what I invite you to slow down on is that all of these men that have risen up at some point, the vast majority of them, if not all of them, started from a perspective that you hold today. Nelson Mandela, it always seems impossible until it's done. He was a regular guy with a regular perspective. He got pretty fucking pissed off with what he was seeing around him. And then a vision came and he went at it. You think of an Elon Musk, you think of a Bill Gates, you think of a Richard Branson, you think of these men in business, and you think of if maybe sporting endeavors. I refer to Conor McGregor, local Irishman. You think of any man in your life, and you will have your role models. You will have men that inspire you by what they model in the world. At some point, they were living what we might call a regular life, but then a vision came, a sense of purpose came, something that they wanted to create came to them. And we now celebrate them looking back in hindsight and go, wow, what they achieved. Yet the Nelson Mandelas, they'll say it always seems impossible until it's fucking done. So my invitation today is to allow yourself, if only for the period of this podcast. Maybe you're comfortable with this already, and if you are, fucking, I bow to that. But if this is a new idea of you allowing yourself to welcome in some feeling of magnificence, of accepting there is impossibles, current impossibles as defined by your current way of thinking that can very well become possible. Not for anybody else, for you. That there's a purpose, that there's a mission, that there's a mark in the world, a mission to lead, some movement that you would like to be a leader of. And it could be on, like, within your household, within your private life, within, it could be a fitness goal, an energetic goal, just an inner peace, to an outer goal that's within your house, within your family, within your community. Then it can expand beyond that to something that's on a national level of a change and on a global level. Slowing down with that. You know, in a culture that conditions us to feel shame and a sense of inadequacy, a sense of, well, it's okay for them, but not for me. My invitation is to just slow down and touch base and see, well, what is that thing for you? And what could be that dream, that vision, that outer purpose that maybe you're aware of, or maybe you haven't allowed that whisper come into your reality? This episode is about allowing that come true, but more importantly, is giving you the tools to actually make that happen. To allow your mind go, fuck, this is possible. My seeming impossible is totally possible. So I'm really excited about this. The information, it's not just bland information. This is information that can really help you bring that purpose, bring that dream, bring that vision, give it life as a kingdom creator in your world to take full control of your reality and bring that inner vision to full outer manifested reality. So I'm fucking excited to be here to be jumping in on this topic. What I'd like to pepper in here at the beginning is this is about what I would call secondary purpose, outer external purpose. Kings of Freedom and in Masculine Mastery always starts from the inside out. So the primary purpose from the Kings of Freedom perspective, of course it's language, there's no absolute truths here. But the way I approach it and to make sure that outer change is sustainable is that you start with your roots in the ground, and that's the roots of peace. Prioritizing energetic alignment where you have inner peace, where you have vitality, where you have your energy optimized before you jump into the secondary purpose, which is your external goal. Yet I'm going to be covering that in depth, the primary purpose, the inner peace, the getting yourself physiologically, neurophysiologically, biologically primed that your energy is smoking hot 10 out of 10. I speak to that because a lot of times in modern life, there again, the conditioning is we don't do the inner work where we keep the shame locked away and we try and get into the arena and create this feeling of power. Power is when you get into the arena of life and you start creating, which is the topic of today. I speak to it that it's very important to get the peace, the inner world, the shadow work done so that you can actually fully enjoy the journey along the way. That there's not some subconscious idea that, oh, you know, I'll feel better. All these inner demons will go away once I am the Olympic champion, once I have created my first million, once I have achieved whatever goal, once I set up my business, you know, the world will finally love me enough that I can love myself. That can be a subconscious game when we're not acknowledging the shadow work, the inner voice of shame, etc. It's important to just pepper that in. However, let's jump into the secondary purpose. This is you jumping into the arena with a sense of possibility that, you know, by the end of this episode, my expectation is you will have a grounded sense of possibility that, yes, you can achieve that impossible goal, that impossible vision, and you're going to be taking powerful steps towards that. The Kingdom Creator 5C code is based on establishing clarity in your life. Practicing your capacity of concentration. you're thinking, talking, and taking action, multiplied by the third C, consistency. Every single day, forming the habit, getting into the arena and nudging forward every single day. Times courage. 10 out of 10 courage. Heart. Becoming emotionally a tsunami of power, forward motion. Coming from that inner roots of groundedness. It's a soul-driven project. Times competency. Making sure that you're competent. And making sure that if there's any blind spots, well, you know, you work on those to make sure that you are at your fully best 10 out of 10 in your skill set and your mindset and whatever it is you need to do to be able to achieve this. And we'll go into other details there in depth of seeking support on the outside to make sure you're in your genius zone. So it's really simple. Clarity times concentration times consistency times courage times competency equals unstoppable, unfuckwithable, kingdom creator, kingly confidence to be to or have whatever you want to achieve your impossible. Clarity times concentration times consistency times courage times competency. So let's start with clarity. The absolute priority in achieving anything in life is gaining clarity on what it is you want to create. What exactly is it that you want to create in the world, that you want to manifest? What is that vision precision of the end goal? Most men, the vast majority of men out there, when you ask them, well, what is it exactly do you want in life? One of the simplest and most potent and powerful questions as a masculine mastery coach that I ask is, what do you want? And it's the greatest stumbling block for most men. Because in the busyness of business, of work, of family, of relationships, of walking the fucking dog, of keeping yourself fit, of all the chores and all these seemingly mundane tasks that seem to pervade our life everywhere in modern life. It's just like it seems so hard in a very real, seemingly real way to make any space to actually just create solitude where you gain clarity on what the fuck it is you want to do with your life. What is that purpose? So clarity is absolutely essential. And very often it can be quite a challenge, you know, when a man is asked, well, what is it that you want? Very often, well, actually, whoa, I haven't actually slowed down to know exactly what it is that I want. Maybe you have that idea, just touching base with you. Maybe you already have the idea. You're like, no, Mark, I know it's this book project on that topic and I've just been procrastinating. Cool. Okay, so you may have the clarity. Well, your job is to gain more clarity and more clarity. And like, why is the book? Why is it that you want to write the book? What's beyond the book? What do you want to do beyond the book? So you're a deepening and expanding your clarity on what it is. But maybe you might know what it is that you want to create. And that can be quite a tricky one. One of the most powerful questions that you can ask, and I found this in my own life, is define what it is that you don't want. When I think of, in the last couple of years, some of the impossibles that I have achieved, I have made possible. One of the biggest turnarounds in my life was regarding asthma, my state of breathing. And to be honest, I didn't have an absolute clarity on it because I didn't know what was possible. I didn't know I could actually go beyond it the way I have. But it began by defining what I didn't fucking want. I spoke in other episodes at the beginning of last year, 2020, I had several months of not being able to sleep at night. 6 out of 7 nights just awake for the vast majority of the night, unable to sleep because my breathing was so constricted. So I didn't have clarity because maybe my mind didn't have clarity, didn't know it was possible to actually go beyond it. But my clarity emerged from figuring out what I didn't want. And what I clearly did not want was to be struggling with my breathing. I clearly did not want to be awake every night. I clearly just did not want my energy and my confidence as a man to be eroded anymore by this fucking problem that just wasn't going away. So my clarity came first from what I didn't want. And I touch base with you. It's like, what areas of your life are you minimizing and normalizing? You know, parts of your life where you're like, oh, you know, my weight just is that, you know, this is my body shape, it's genetically, that's just how I am. But, you know, deep down, it's not ideal for you. You know, maybe your self-image, you'd like to be able to shift off those 20 extra pounds, 30, could be 50 pounds, whatever it is. But there's just this feeling that it's not possible for you. So your mind has minimized and normalized it to the point at which, you know, you've surrendered to, that's just the way you are. But when you touch base, you're like, you're minimizing and normalizing that. You don't want to be overweight. You want to feel fitter, healthier, more energetic in your body. So your clarity can come from what you don't want. I don't want to be feeling overweight, feeling fat anymore. Could be minimizing and normalizing parts of your financial life. I know that has been a big thing for myself where, you know, from conditioning growing up, I just didn't think it was possible to earn a set amount of money to invite and welcome a certain amount of financial abundance into my life. So my mind was minimizing and normalizing sort of like actually a poverty level of just getting by, always just surviving, just making it to the end of the next week, the next month, etc. But when I started asking, it's like, what do I not want? And I got clear in that. It was like, I don't fucking want to be in this position anymore. To have this continual struggle to just get through, to just get the bills paid. You know, I didn't want that anymore. My clarity came. And when you know what you don't want, you know what you do want. And my clarity came. Well, if I don't want to be struggling in this poverty, just surviving, well then, what I do want, I now have clarity from what I don't want. I want to welcome abundance into my life. I want to welcome, you know, financial expanding abundance where, you know, I don't have to worry about money anymore. I just get into creative mode. But how do I structure my life and create a life on those terms? Actually, Kings of Freedom is one of my ways. Through passion, linking passion in with serving guys around the world. It's like this is a heart and soul project for me. But I'm establishing a way that I can create income that's going to be coming in. But that came from first establishing what I didn't fucking want anymore in my life. So the invitation there is, in gaining clarity, a lot of the times it helps to first touch base with what you don't want anymore, what you really just want to shift out of your life, shift out of your minimizing and normalizing to get to a next level. Also, it can be in your life, but it can be something you don't want in the world anymore. Like, you know, Nelson Mandela, he didn't want apartheid anymore. He really didn't want that anymore. He wanted his peoples to be allowed to exist and with dignity and to live at peace without any fear and to have a beautiful society. You think of that. So on a local level in your own personal life, there can be things that you just don't want to allow to continue to exist as they are anymore. And I honor you in that. And there can be bigger things. And bigger does not mean better. More important, meaning you're more significant. But there can be some calling there of some local, national, international change that you would love to spearhead in your life. Coming from, very very often the most powerful ones come from answering what you don't want to find out what you do want. With clarity then, the more clarity you can bring to it, the better. The brain does not move towards pain. It's like this neurophysiological, psychological rule of thumb that the brain doesn't move towards pain, and pain for the brain is a lack of clarity. Think about this in a very practical way. Think about a jigsaw. Do you ever do a jigsaw when you were younger? or with your kids, grandkids, what's one of the first things you'll do? Show me the box. You get the lid off the jigsaw box that always has the image on it, and you set that up. And from there, you start putting the pieces together. You know, it's like, it just doesn't make sense to start trying to make a jigsaw without having a clear image about what it is that you're creating. And it's the perfect metaphor for life and why clarity is so important. If you're trying to build a jigsaw without the fucking image, the brain is trying to move towards pain and will get frustrated. It doesn't have the image. It doesn't know what the pieces are, what's meant to go together. If you hang around there long enough, of course, you might figure it out. But hey, that's just the jigsaw, and you already know what that those 100 pieces, those 1,000 pieces, they're the only pieces. So it doesn't make sense. I don't think it's going to be enjoyable. But you might actually somehow manage without the lid of the box to make that freaking jigsaw. But life, when you step into life, you wake up in the morning, you go online, you go out into the city, you go out into life, you start talking to other people. There are in existence in what you can call the experience of your life, an infinite amount of jigsaw pieces. And if the brain does not have clarity about what it is exactly you want to achieve, you want to manifest, then it literally is an impossible task to go out into the world of your everyday experience and for the brain to know what are the jigsaw pieces that will serve. It doesn't have the image of the jigsaw. It doesn't have clarity. So it's not going to collect all the jigsaw pieces that it meets in the day. It has no discerning factor of knowing what the vision is. This is why clarity is absolutely key. To start off with clarity and then to deepen and to continually deepen the level of precision of the clarity that you have. Fundamental. Clarity, priority number one. Now we go into concentration. So assuming that you have taken on board, you've gotten some time, you've journaled, you've done meditations, you know, you've got it going in terms of clarity, that you can do a daily journaling visualization practice and you're deepening your clarity. So you've started with that foundation. Now you need to multiply that by concentration. And what concentration is, you know, it's like you can't light a fire by just the rays of the sun by itself. You need the magnifying glass through which the rays of sun converge and go on that one point and the intensity of it. That's what concentration is about. Concentration is about lining up your thinking, your talking, and your taking action around that one specific key goal that you have clarity on. Metaphorically speaking, it's like going into the back garden. If you go into the back garden, your backyard, and you want to create a wonderful garden. You want to create a garden with beautiful, let's say it's an aesthetic garden. You want a garden of beautiful flowers. And you go out early in the spring and you plant all these beautiful flowers. Beautiful flowers everywhere. But you're watering and you're tending to this same garden. You go out every day with a watering can that has the beautiful feed in it. So it's like you're feeding this beautiful garden. And you have clarity that you want these flowers to grow. But when you go out watering and feeding the plants, you just have this big hose system. And you spray everywhere. So you're spraying not only the flowers, but you're spraying what you would call the weeds. You're spraying the stuff that you don't want. You spray everywhere. And assuming, like, just for the sake of the metaphor making sense, you're not weeding, you're not hacking back the weeds. But you're spraying everywhere. So you're feeding the stuff that you want, but also the stuff that you don't want. And you find that, oh my God, it's like, oh geez, the weeds are growing and they're snuffing out the vast majority of the flowers, and some flowers get through and others don't. And the more you feed the weeds, the more you have to hack the weeds, the more they outgrow everything else, and it's just, it becomes chaotic. There again, it's from the clarity. When you have clarity, clarity only serves when you then practice concentration of lining up your thinking, your talking, and your taking action in a focused, concentrated manner on only putting together the pieces of the jigsaw that form a part of that end image. You're only feeding the flowers that you want. You're only putting the attention. Like, there's time and attention. It's what we do with that. Attention. Concentration is about using the attention capacity of your mind. The most important resource we have in our life, in many senses, is the use of our attention and where we focus it. It's putting your attention on what gains you traction. Here comes a very big distinction that I love. I heard in a podcast, I'm forgetting the dude that said it, but it's like this distinction, which is you're either in traction or distraction. Traction, by definition, is what's gaining you traction, is moving you towards somewhere that, in this sense, if you've clarity, it's moving you towards what you want to create. Or there's distraction in life, which is something that is moving you away or just nowhere towards what you want. You're either in one or the other. If you've got clarity, time's concentration, your thinking, your talking, and your taking action is lined up to be in the zone of traction, moving you towards your vision, cool. That's the kingdom creator zone that you want to get in. Now, we're talking about distraction. This is a major fucking topic, and we're going to do other deep dives and other episodes here. It's like Bruce Lee. You've got to hack away at the non-essential. If your clarity of your vision is big enough to honor the badass king that you are, well, then it's going to be so valuable to you and so important to you that you've got to honor that vision and hack away at the distractions, hack away at the non-essential in your life, hack away at the weeds in that garden. If you want a fucking spectacular garden, you've got to hack away those weeds. You've got to be ruthless in going, I don't fucking want to feed them. I don't want them existing. I have this impeccable, beautiful, badass, wonderful, paradise-like garden that I'm going to fucking nail. You got to hack away at those distractions. Think about social media. Think about hacking away people, the naysayers, the critics, the spiritual spectators is what I call them, that they love looking on at the arena at people that are trying to do something epic, and they love criticizing and being the devil's advocate. Well, I don't think it's going to achieve. Who do you think that you are? All of that sort of bullshit. It's hacking away the people. It's hacking away the conversations. It's hacking away the external influence. Anything that distracts your mind from lining up your thinking, your talking, and your taking action behind the clarity that you have in the vision that you want to birth into your life and into the world, that's what distraction is. And hacking away that ruthlessly is absolutely essential. On a very practical level, creating what's being called deep work time blocks is a real key practice in your life to make sure that there's pockets of time available where your mind can submerge into a flow state, where you're thinking, you're talking, you're taking action. There's no distractions, there's no social media, there's no emails coming in, there's no phone calls. Your kids, your queen, your neighbor, you know, the knock at the door, it doesn't matter. That's for somebody else to take care of. You're in this deep work mode where for 60 minutes, might only be 30 minutes, but if you can get it up to the likes of 90 minutes, 60 to 90 minutes, where you're just going all in, that you're thinking, talking, and taking action, your whole mind is submerged in the topic at hand, you're in creative mode. This is such a potent mode. You get into flow. Now the creative mind is tapping in, tuning in to source energy, the creative genius in you and outside of you, and it's all linked up. That is absolutely key to being able to create and bring your genius into life. If you're consistently always allowing distractions to come in, somebody to knock on the door. You're not valuing your vision. You're not valuing your project enough to actually carve out time where you can actually line up in a deeply concentrated manner, creating your vision. Well, that's a value issue. You're not valuing your vision. You're not valuing yourself. And I know, listen, this might seem really difficult for you. There can be a lot of things going on. Hey, I'm going to hold my hand up here. You know, I've consciously chosen that what lines up in my life is we have 9 horses. We have to tend to those every day. We homeschool our girls. We've got to line that up every day. I've like fitness needs. Got to line that up every day. I really ferociously tend to my deep, intimate life with my queen. I've got to line that up every day. Then on top of that, Kings of Freedom, coaching men around the world, etc. On top of that, I have my breathwork needs. On top of that, I'm integrating jiu-jitsu. Guys, this is Kings of Freedom. This is about lining up your life in a way that you create unapologetically to have it all life. Is it an exquisite challenge? Fuck yeah. But this is about, this whole entire podcast is about living your life in a way that you die empty. That you live and die without fucking regret. Like the vast majority of men end up meeting their grave, meeting their end, meeting their maker with a fuck pile of regret about what they didn't do. So if it seems exquisitely challenging for you in this moment, good. I'm calling on the king in you. As I speak about this, I'm calling about on the king in me. The reason I do this podcast is to drive on and to bring out the king within me. I'm not here ever to say, I have my shit sorted. You know, this is to inspire you, to inspire me, to inspire men around the world to tap into that magnificent power. So, we've got clarity done. You've got clarity. You've got the box of the jigsaw. You now know what pieces you need to put together as you go out into your everyday life. Time's concentration, your capacity to concentrate, your thinking, your talking, your taking action. The third C in the list of the Kingdom Creator 5C code to achieving the impossible is consistency. Slow down for a second. Consistency is so key. Consistency, I'm talking about every single day, because you have mapped out this vision, this dream, this purpose that is so scintillatingly important to you. You're so driven to bring this into life. And if you're not so driven to bring it into life, I just suggest and call you out on it just isn't big enough for you. It just isn't important enough for you. You don't have the power of you don't have a powerful enough why to bring it into existence. So maybe get back to the drawing board. Get back to that blank canvas again and go deeper into your clarity. But assuming that you've got one that's important enough for you, that it's drives you emotionally, and assuming that you're practicing concentration. Concentration every now and then, every couple of days, every couple of weeks, when you have time, you're going to be going nowhere fast. Very soon, what's going to happen there is the voice of shame, the voice of inadequacy, the self-doubts, and the fears that you're not good enough, and every man has this. Actually, some of the greatest performers, peak performers in the world, they're driven by a deep sense of inadequacy. So they have this voice, but what they do in a way is they just are so decisive in their consistency. They don't give oxygen to the self-doubt. They don't give oxygen to the critic within, because they're so busy consistently knocking over dominoes, and one domino leads to the next domino leads to the next domino. And when you're consistently getting into the arena and you're taking that next step, what seems impossible today is like, I don't know how to move forward, but you just find what that next step is. Could be just one email, one phone call. You just might need to find out one little key bit of information. Whatever it is, but you keep nudging forward. You never stop. You open the next door, and every time you take a step, just look around your room right now, your environment right now. What you can see from your current vantage point is you can see from that current vantage point. But if you take a step or two and change where you are in your environment, you're now going to be able to see around the corner of that table in the room, around the corner of that shelf. I'm looking at my own room, that's why these are coming live. If you're out in nature, you take two steps from the position you are right now, you're going to be able to see around that tree that you weren't able to see from that other vantage point. This is the key thing about consistency. When you're consistently moving and moving forward and expanding, and there's going to be lots of times when the lack of certainty, the lack of knowing what it is that you need to achieve, might create this feeling of, oh shit, I don't know how to move forward. And it'll tempt you into, well, I'll just take today off and I'll take a couple of days off. Now your momentum is gone. But here, when you just knock over that domino and you move to a new vantage point, new possibilities, new perspectives open up. Out of nowhere, the possibility, the unknown possibility of of a possibility becomes known to you. You have this new vantage point that allows you to then light up the next couple of steps, that allows you to then light up the next couple of steps. The important thing, as the, I think it was the founder of the Spartan race movement, Joe DeSena, I think his core advice is just don't stop. Don't stop. Just take a step every single day. The consistency point can be really tapped into by the compound effect of how you can create the impossible. Let's slow down and think on a practical level. If you can carve out, and I know you can, you're a powerful badass king, deep inside. So you can create 1 hour per day. Get super creative. You might be able to create 1 hour just by itself right now, but you can create 4 15-minute blocks at different times in your day. You can. If you can create 1 hour per day where you dedicate following your clarity and where time blocks where you can, within that hour of time, concentrate, you're thinking, you're talking, you're taking action behind you, moving towards that goal. 1 hour per day multiplied by 365 days equals 9.5 work weeks of time that you have dedicated to achieving that goal. Bringing that dream into manifested everyday reality. 1 hour per day with consistent engagement over 365 days. That's 9.5 work weeks by the end of the calendar year. This can change everything. Consistency, consistency, consistency. And when you enter into the arena with such consistency, the compound effect, the thing, the miracle that happens is with such consistency, the adaptability of your nervous system, of your physical system, you start changing your beliefs. Your neurophysiological belief system starts changing. You start realizing the more dominoes you knock over, the more powerful you believe you are, the more you start on a daily, weekly, monthly basis seeing, wow, I'm noticing a gap. What I thought was impossible a week ago, I now have achieved that. Little mini goals. Wow, you line them up, you knock them over. Cool. Well, this means, well, in the next 2-3 weeks, I can achieve more. Then you look back in a month's time, you're like, wow, didn't think I'd get this far. Then you look back in 3 months' time and go, wow, I didn't think any of this was possible 3 months ago. I didn't know how to fucking open this up. But consistently getting into the arena, 6 months in, 12 months in, now you're a force of nature. But it only happens through consistency every single day. And every single day, engagement is formed off the back of habits. We will go into habit formation in a very deep way in another episode, but what I'd speak to you here is kingdom creators have a short, concise list of high leverage habits they structure their life around to help them get into the arena in a consistent way. The mediocre man has a long list of rituals to fit into their busy lives whenever they can. A ritual, by its base, comes from the Greek ritu, which is that which is proven to work. Every single one of you, myself included, in this conversation, will have a long list of things that you've done, activities that you've done that you knew sort of moved you forward, that you knew had created a certain effect in your life that was pleasurable, that was effective for you. Let's say a lot of guys have tried meditation, breath work at some point, let's say. We'll use that as the example. And it's like, oh yeah, I remember that period when I was doing meditation. Yeah, I was sort of dropping in, I was calm, a bit more focused. Yeah, I enjoyed that. But then life happened. Then I got married. Then I moved job. Then the kid came. Then, you know, I started working that job that there was an extra commute. And then the ritual stopped. It stopped creating the effect. When we line this up, there can be so many things. That time when you were drinking a bit more water and you stopped drinking sugary drinks or coffee. That time that you were jogging. That time that you were doing this other thing. That time that you had the daily planner that really helped you organize your life, but then whatever, something stopped. Making it into a habit that you integrate into your life and you design your life around. It's the opposite part. You don't just fit it in when life allows you. Have you noticed in your life's experience that life can tend to get so busy in modern life that the busyness suffocates the rituals? So prioritizing the formation of high leverage habits that you structure your life around, this is another key to the consistency. Kingdom creators do this. Peak performers do this. Olympians do this. It might seem really hard for you to welcome this type of thinking into your life, but there again, start small. It could be a 10-minute habit, but if you set that habit and you do it every single day, you get that 15-minute time block, you create that hour throughout the day, or maybe 1 hour, you get up a little bit earlier in the morning, you just get that creative time block where you concentrate, you're thinking, you're talking, you're taking action in that 1 hour time block. That formed as a habit over 365 days, you will see that you are rapidly achieving the impossible. So we've got clarity. Times concentration, thinking, talking, taking actions. Times consistency. You're now the kingdom creator with your short list of concise, high leverage habits that you're structuring your life around. Even just those three alone, you're rapidly going to be stepping into feeling that you can achieve the impossible, but they're not complete by themselves. You need to multiply clarity times concentration times consistency, multiplied and magnified by courage, the fourth C in the code to achieving the impossible. Courage is all about heart. Courage, the word comes from the Latin cur, heart. This is when we drop it's the head, the magician, rational mind archetype, which is so all pervasive within modern men, and it's a power tool, it's an incredible tool, but it's within the emotional field that the true unstoppability comes. It's from knowing your ikigai intentionality, what your intention is, starting with why. Why is it that you're doing what you're doing? What's the impact? What's the emotional reason that creating this is of such importance to you? It stirs up the emotions within your soul, within your body, your heart. And think about masculine mastery, you know, all the mystic traditions to talk about the heart. The heart is, you know, the heart of the spiritual warrior, of the Jesus, of the Buddha, of, you know, they talk about the greatest wisdom comes from the heart. There's a reason for this. The heart is, if that's at the core of emotionality, the highest emotions, love and appreciation coming from the heart. You know, emotion is the energy of motion. It's so important to make sure that the courage is a 10 out of 10 so that the energy of motion, emotion, is at the highest point. And I provocatively say, you're either at 10 out of 10 courage, like the warrior going in to battle, crying out, today is a great day to die, because they empty themselves in the battlefield, in the arena of life, every single moment of every single day, so completely, 10 out of 10, it's all heart. Ultimate ferocious courage in their engagement with life, that they live, they die empty. That they know they can meet death at any point, and they will embrace that death. If that's their destiny, they can embrace that death solely because they know that they have emptied 10 out of 10, their full heart, in the arena of life. This is a provocative one for myself personally, because I look back at the vast majority of my adult life and I can't really point to, I can in recent times, but for the vast majority of my life up until the last year, the last 6 months, I can't say yes to this question. Like, have I been dumping? I say dumping, but have I been living with 10 out of 10 massive, unstoppable, courageous engagement in my life? Simple answer, no. Yeah, here's the thing, guys. The results in my life, the results in my marriage, the results in my business, the results in my fitness and health, the results in my breeding, the results in my parenting was reflecting perfectly in proportion to the courage of my engagement in life. Just want to touch base with you. You know, are you living in all arenas of your life with 10 out of 10 courageous engagement in your deep intimate life? 10 out of 10 courageous deep engagement with your parenting? 10 out of 10 courageous engagement with your health and fitness and inner peace? 10 out of 10 engagement with your business on a consistent basis, with concentration, with clarity? Of course, the other ones come in, but just this is in the field of courage. I'm going to provoke you and say, for you, for me, and for every man, it's 10 out of 10 or it's 0. Because if you're going at 8 out of 10, 9 out of 10, there's a gap there. And within that gap, there's the voice of shame sort of going, you know, when we're not going 10 out of 10, we're building a protective safety net story where, you know, didn't really work out, but hey, you know, I didn't really go all in, you know. I sort of held back. Like, I could have, you know, if I really went at it, but yeah, I didn't really go fully at it. Do not tolerate that type of safety net, subconscious building of an excuse story where you can look back and go, well, I didn't really go all at it. If you're not going 10 out of 10, well, then stop. Because when you, miracles happen when you go 10 out of 10. You eradicate the mind getting in and brain fucking you into making excuses. 10 out of 10, unstoppable. Think about yourself as a kid. When I think of courage and going 10 out of 10, I tap into what I call the tree climbing archetype. I want to touch base with you and invite you to look back at how you were living when you were younger, as a young boy. The tree climbing archetype is the inner child in me. I remember climbing trees, and you talk about achieving the impossible. There was no sense of impossibility back when I was climbing trees. We lived in rural Ireland and there was trees everywhere. That was one of the key things. One of my favorite things and most exhilarating experiences as a young boy was climbing trees. Amongst many other adventures I was having with my brother, my neighbors, my best friends, climbing trees. And the thing was, the tree climbing archetype in me, and touch base with yourself, what childhood memories come back to you when, you know, you were creating epic badass shit in your life as a young kid? You were building a tree house, you were building a cart, you were stunting the bike off, you were doing crazy stunts with friends, whatever it was, like these outside adventures that you were having. Just tap back into that energy that you had, where there was this infinite sense of possibility. There was no question, is this possible, is this impossible, can I do it or can I not do it? There was this boyhood magical zone that when I tap back in, it's like climbing a tree. There was never a question. I didn't look at the tree and go, hey, I wonder how I'm going to get to the top. I wonder, can I get to the top? There was this 10 out of 10 courageous, if it felt inspiring, I just trusted the intuitive wisdom of my body. I'd look at it and boom, there just was like the felt inspiration. It wasn't thought, am I inspired? It just was this felt emotional tsunami of movement in my body. And before I knew it, I'm on the first branch. Not thinking, how can I get to the second branch? I'm on the first branch. I haul ass up. And by the time I'm at the first branch, I'm just seeking, okay, there's the second move and there's the third move. Never ever looking up to go, oh man, you know, I'm just after getting up on the second branch, but how am I going to make my way to the top? I mean, this is, it's windy and I'm looking down and I could fall here. And is it possible? Never. Never. 10 out of 10 courage. I'm in the moment. There's no part of my mind and tap base with your experiences when you were younger where there was no conditioned sense of questioning yourself and questioning, is this possible? Can I get to the top? There was no sense of that. So I'm at the second branch and the third branch. And you know what? Before I know it, the vast majority of times, I get to the fucking top. Almost every single time. The only time I might not got to the top was with experiences. Like, those branches are just getting way too fucking thin on the start. Like, but even at times, like, that was part of the exhilaration. No sense of risk, no sense of fear. You know, getting to the top and the top branch is swaying in the wind. That's the tree climbing archetype. That's the courageous 10 out of 10. But you have that available to you now. I have that available to me now. You know, whenever I want to hold my hand up here. You know, kings of freedom. Am I in my genius zone right now? Am I in this wave of ultimate enthusiasm right now in this podcast, recording it now? Yes. Do I have moments when creating this international global online movement where my vision is to create a movement of 1 million plus men around the world doing deep inner work, creating an online training portal to support you guys and many, many, many more guys for generations to come? Yeah. Are there times when I have self-doubt? Yeah. Are there times when my mind tries to brain fuck me with like a sense of shame and inadequacy with thoughts like, you know, you can't do it and who are you to think that you can lead this, etc., etc.? Yeah. But on a daily basis, I tap back into this childlike tree climbing archetype where I call upon this infinite sense of play, this infinite sense of possibility, this infinite sense of fun, this infinite sense of just possibility is around every corner where I go, hey, just do it. Hey, just create that podcast. Hey, just create that online video. Hey, just tap in and get support from that person and do this. You know, you just get to the next branch and then get to the next branch and then just trust this unstoppable force of intuitive, bodily, psychic, energetic, spiritual wisdom, the totality. And that's the king archetype, intuition. There's this intuitive force and knowledge and intelligence within you that can tap into the intelligence of the universe. Whatever your belief systems are, I believe that we have, we can tap into source energy. Some of the most inspired men in history have tapped into God, tapped into source energy, tapped into the intelligence of the universe. That's what we call inspiration, inspirare, in spirit. That spiritual connection with the wisdom of life that comes through us. That's when you, it's only accessible when you're at this 10 out of 10, no rational mind getting in your way. You're just going with this flow in the moment of massive unstoppable energy. And you have that. You have that in you. So, oh, we have clarity. Jigsaw. Get the box. Know what the picture is. Lining up times concentration. Thinking, talking, and taking action. You're magnifying that and multiplying that by your consistency. You're lining up your concise list of high leverage habits. And you're structuring your life around to get yourself into the arena at least 1 hour every day, knowing the compound effect of that. And you're multiplying and magnifying that by courage, 10 out of 10 courage. Just those four C's, you're really rapidly creating unstoppable momentum to achieving the impossible. Yet, it can all fall apart without the fifth C. And they're all stacking. One is as important as the next. In line, integrated in your everyday life with that consistency. The fifth C is competency. Slowing down a little bit. I slow down consciously to just reground in my body. You know, when there's massive passion and excitement, that's fucking beautiful and it's exhilarating. It's the crest of the wave, like the surfer experiences. Yet the king archetype is about being in your body. and excitement and passion and all this from the mind is wonderful, and you're going to the next solution, the next thought, and that's a wonderful thing, and it's driven by the body, but there's important times just to slow down and reground in the body. Just creating this window. The next one is competency. I think it was Steve Martin wrote a book, or he said at one point, I think there was a book named after it, and it was really simple, and it's at the core of what competency is about by the Kingdom Creator Code. Be so good they can't ignore you. This is speaking to the shame-free part of you, this king within you, this king within me. That it's like you're 10 out of 10 in your aspirations to be world class. And I don't mean world class in this idea, I'm going to be the best in the world. If that inspires you, cool. But, you know, it's to be your best self. To be at your... to be so good that they can't ignore you in the world. Whatever your endeavor is, to have that level of intentionality in how you're showing up in the world. I think of the acronym I have, how do you cope as a peak performer? How do you cope as a king of the world? COPE, components of performance excellence. What are the components of performance excellence that you need to work on? The strengths you need to work on? And if there's some weaknesses, you know, that are essential for you to work on, what are they? If I think of competency in a sense, like just on a practical level for this podcast, my voice is a key component of performance excellence. I've started doing voice training for speakers. Roger Love, world-class teacher on voice training. I'm doing that on a regular basis. If I think of myself from a competency perspective, I was actually trying, I've had a clear enough vision of what I wanted to create. It's actually a good number of years at this point. And yet, subconsciously, I knew I wasn't competent yet. And the bind I was caught in from a competency perspective was, I was lone wolfing. And touch base with this, because so many men we've been created, were conditioned in this culture to lone wolf it. You know, the powerful man, you should just be able to do all the shit by yourself. You should just be perfectly confident and competent and unstoppable by yourself. So we end up lone wolfing and we don't seek support. Yet it's such a catastrophic weakening of your potentiality as a king. Every king has a magician in the court that's supporting them with wisdom. Every king has a council of experts, of people who can bring in their genius zone wisdom to support the king in the running of his greatest kingdom. The great kings do. Some of the tyrant kings, they lone wolf. You don't really want to be a tyrant king. Well, kings of freedom, we don't really want to. Part of the culture is not to be a tyrannical man. The key point of competency that I'm noting in myself is, for so long being the lone wolf, what I was doing is unwittingly trying to do every job by myself. But what so often was happening was I was moving, in doing everything by myself, I was moving progressively out of my genius zone. My genius zone is masculine mastery, is living freedom, is inner world. I love doing deep dives. I love doing breath work, meditation, reading books, listening, you know, learning about life. I love that. It's genius, and my genius zone is coaching from there, is teaching from there, is speaking, doing this podcast from there. It's total genius zone. I love that aspect. But I was trying to do the YouTube video by myself. I have the software. I was getting the camera. I was getting all of these things. I was trying to do the brochures by myself. I tried to do the website by myself. I was trying to do all of these things that it took me like 10 hours to produce the YouTube video that in my 10 or 15 hours of doing it, I am now getting somebody online to do it, designating it to somebody who is in their genius zone. And there are online formats in the digital world anyway, and a lot of things are going online, so it's probably highly appropriate to you and your movement in some way, shape or form that you designate. You pay somebody else on these online forums where you can find freelancers from around the world that in their genius zone and in their time zone and in their currency, for very, very, very little investment, they're going to make great books from their economy that they're living in, from your hard-earned books in your economy, and you, everybody, it's a win-win situation. But you create a team around you. This is what I'm doing in Kings of Freedom. I can't do it by myself. I'm not lone and wolfing anymore. But the impossible is becoming possible because I'm keeping myself, endeavoring to keep myself progressively in my genius zone, which is my, keeps me in my 10 out of 10 heart and courage zone, which brings my best and keeps me in a point of genius creative mode and exhilaration that feeds me jumping out of bed the next day, etc., etc. And I'm creating this team. I've worked in the last 6 or 7 weeks with, I think it's seven people, and the team is expanding. And all of those people are working in their genius zones. The other part of going beyond the field of the lone wolf is when you're working on your competency, you're going to have blind spots. You might know how to become so good that they can't ignore you by yourself. And this is tapping into, like, get coaching. The greatest, highest leverage thing I did in the last 12 months is I got intensive coaching training in the art of deep masculine coaching, which was actually deep inner work predominantly that brought my emotional intelligence, my capacity to show up in my intimate relationships, etc., etc., to do deep inner shadow work, guided by badass men and a team of men from that had decades more experience than me. It up-leveled my game in an extraordinary way. In my breathwork, I got a world-class breathwork coach who had decades of experience ahead of me. I had been foosting around lone wolfing off YouTube breathwork videos before that, not honoring the magnitude of my vision. But when I started honoring the magnitude of my vision, I started gaining traction. So I sort of just reflect this back to you. You know, in developing your competence, are there opportunities where you could designate some of the tasks to somebody else? Get creative. Get support. Get coaching. Find coaching. Find some online learning portal. That's what we're creating at Kings of Freedom, is an online training portal where progressively the library of tools, of insights, the podcast linked with breathwork practices, linked with embodiment practices, bioenergetic practices, linked with ebooks, linked with the support and accountability of the global community, etc., etc. This is can help you nurture a feeling of competency within yourself, where you can up-level your inner skills, outer skills, and capacities. So you just start getting to 10 out of 10 and creating a sense that you are so good that the world can't ignore you. I think of, you know, Conor McGregor. I was reading John Kavanagh's book, John Kavanagh being his coach. And just to give an example of you know, the human nature, John was writing, I think it was for one, Conor was in the lead up to one of the biggest fights of his career. I think it was against Chad Mendes at the time. And John had to go away for like 10 days to another tournament, a different part of the state. So he had to fly away, and Conor and he had his training team there. They were in the lead up to this fight. And it was the most important fight for Conor at that point, for John at that point, for their gym. So John went away. And when he flew back in, the minibus that they had rented, that they were using all the time, John noticed on the way back from the airport that there were burger wrappers. There was takeaway wrappers littered at the back of the bus. Now at this point, and if you can think, like, peak performance, UFC fighter, the weigh-in, the weight is absolutely key. It's a key component part of perfect preparation for the fight. I mean, the diet is key to get right. And there's burger wrappers everywhere. So he confronts Conor on it. And Conor sort of, I think, you know, was like, no, it was the other guys. And cut a long story short, eventually it was like, Conor was eating burgers every single night. And, you know, if you look at online videos, motivational videos, and like Conor, he paints a great story, and he's such a, at the top of his game, such an incredible performer. As are all the people, as are the Nelson Mandelas, as are the Gandhis, as are the Elon Musks, as are all of these guys. But there's this human element. And I bring out this story, you know, John went away. Connor's coach went away for 10 days. And then these simple little habits just, that could have derailed the whole lot, crept in. If you lone wolf and do it by yourself, your blind spots, the sort of weak spots, it's really hard to do it just by yourself. And this is where brotherhood, Kings of Freedom, it's about creating a brotherhood of powerful men that can support you and acknowledging your magnificence, but then support you and challenging you to enter into the arena in the growth opportunities that exist for you. That level of support is absolutely key to make sure that your competency levels are at their highest levels available to you, because this podcast is about achieving the impossible. You're not going to achieve the perceived impossible if your competency levels are down. If it's good enough for Connor, if Connor needed an external support, you know, ending up a twice world champion, etc., etc., getting to the top of his game, it's good enough for you. And I want you and I challenge you to enter that arena where you are putting yourself into the similar type arena of an identity as a Conor McGregor, as an Elon Musk, as whatever it is, the guys that your psyche show up as being models, as being heroes for you, that you would love to embody the same type of courage, the same type of clarity, concentration, times consistency, times courage, times so good they can't ignore you competency. Is there a part of your mind, just coming near the end here, guys, is there a part of your mind that's sort of getting the simplicity of how unstoppable you can become if you simply line up, gain clarity first, what it is that you want to achieve? You multiply that by the concentration where you line up, you're thinking, you're talking, you're taking action, and you start feeding the flowers that you want and hacking out the weeds. Times consistency, you line up the clarity and the concentration on a daily basis. You form your habits around that and you fit your whole life to support that habit. That sort of a daily engagement. Multiplied by courage. You're 10 out of 10, tree climbing archetype. Next branch, next branch, next branch, top of the tree. You don't stop. Multiplied by upgrading your competency levels, incessantly seeking out growth opportunities where you become the embodied nature of so good that the world, the universe, just can't ignore you. The universe is there ready to support you, but you've got to lead the dance. Is there a part of your mind tapping into the simplicity of this code? The Kingdom Creator 5C code to achieving the impossible. This is simply just what you've got to do on a daily basis. Clarity times concentration times consistency times 10 out of 10 courage times upgrading your competency over a sustained period of time. The impossible becomes possible. Nelson Mandela, we started with this. It always seems impossible until it's fucking done. I'm adding in the fucking done because I'm talking to the king in you. I'm talking to the warrior in you. I'm talking to the badass part of you and of me, of every single man that has been born into this world, that engenders this sense of conformity, that engenders this sense of mediocrity, that engenders this sense of conditioned fear, conditioned chaos, conditioning that we're only, there's a set path, that this is the path that you're meant to do. It's mediocrity, mediocris, stuck in the middle of the rugged mountains, never getting to the peak of the mountain, but carving out this existence, this mundane existence. There's this part, is there not this part of every single man that desires deep down to live and die without regret? Is there not a part in you, and I'm speaking passionately, fucking unfuckwittably to that part of you, that part of me, that part of every single man that has ever lived, lives now and ever will live, that desires to live so fully that you can go into every single day, the heart warrior in you can live so completely that you can go into every single day sort of energetically, calling upon you like the Native American warriors. Today is a good day to die because you know you're emptying your heart and your soul in that day. That night you can go off to sleep feeling you've died empty to that day. You've lived, you've emptied your whole self, your whole soul, your whole heart into that day. You're good. You rest completely to re-enter the arena the next day as a Kingdom Creator on the way to achieving the impossible, birthing your brilliance, birthing your gift, gifting your message to the world, creating your mark in the world, leading that mission that is at the heart of your secondary purpose of gifting something beautiful to the world. I'm whispering to that part of you, that king within, that vision, that dream, that impossible. I'm whispering to that part. I'm poking, I'm provoking, hopefully inspiring that part of you, that inner truth, to come to the forefront of your mind. Line up your clarity, times concentration of thinking, talking, taking action, times consistent engagement in the arena, times 10 out of 10 warrior engagement with life, times upgrading incessantly your competency, and become the unstoppable, unfuckwittable, unapologetic kingdom creator that you were born to be, and gift your magnificence to the world, and the world will be a better place for it. With deep bows and big love. Have a beautiful day, brothers. Chat soon.